Today on Straight Talk Africa, Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza is bidding for a third term in the June elections. We'll discuss why the move is stirring controversy. That's coming up next right here on Straight Talk Africa. Hello, welcome to Straight Talk Africa. It's Wednesday, February 25th. I am Shaka Sali.
And hello, Shaka, and hello to all our viewers and listeners on the continent and elsewhere. I'm Mariama Diallo, your social media reporter.
Today, we'll discuss the politics of the upcoming presidential election in Burundi.
And coming up later in our STA inbox, we'll share some thoughts from our audience who posted on our social media platforms. That's ahead on Straight Talk Africa. Hope you'll stay with us.
Burundi is facing possible unrest ahead of its June presidential election. The debate is surrounding its president's right to serve a third term. My colleague Paul Sisco has more on the story.
Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza intends to stand for another term, according to his advisors, political observers, and the opposition. Agathon Rwasa is the leading opposition candidate in the June vote, and the latest polls indicate the former rebel leader is running a close race. He says the nation's political situation is decaying.
The political environment in Burundi is always tense, and it does not show signs of improving. Rather, it may deteriorate even further.
Supporters clashed violently with police last March in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. Human rights groups say there is little room for opposition in Burundi, with laws severely restricting the press and assembly. Burundi is currently ranked 142nd out of 180 countries on the Reporters Without Borders Press Freedom Index. Defying ministry bans, thousands of people demonstrated in Bujumbura again last week to protest the jailing of radio host and government critic Bob Rugurika. He is now on conditional release. When Burundians last went to the polls in 2010, the opposition candidates pulled out, boycotting the vote while claiming intimidation. President Nkurunziza won an easy victory. Now, 5 years later, some observers say there has been improvement in the Central African country. While in Washington for the African Leaders Summit, President Nkurunziza met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
It's still up to Burundi to secure the notion that elections are going to be free and fair and transparent, peaceful, but the U.S. intends to help where we can.
In a statement on February 19th, the United Nations Security Council stressed the crucial need for a free, credible, and peaceful electoral process in Burundi. So far, President Nkurunziza has failed to win parliamentary support for power restructuring, and the Constitution currently limits a president to 2 5-year terms. The controversy has emerged because he was chosen by the National Assembly to lead in 2005 and was only directly elected by the people once. Paul Sisco, VOA News.
Thanks, Paul, for that report. Joining us here in our Washington studios are two distinguished guests. Isidori Ntirampeva, Second Consular Embassy of Burundi to the United States, and John Manirakiza, a member of the Burundian diaspora here in Washington, D.C. Well, gentlemen, I honestly have to say that I am profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled to have the opportunity to host the two of you for the first time on Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you, Shaka.
Thank you, Zama. It's a pleasure to be with you in this program.
You're most welcome. Later in the program, we'll give you, the audience, a chance to call and talk with our guests. The number to call is 202-619-3111. Your country code is 1. Let me come to you immediately, Isidore. Why is it that people are debating about President Nkurunziza running for another term in office?
Well, people are debating because, first of all, it's their right to debate about any issue, any current issue. And today being end of February, and we are having elections, general elections, starting in May, it's really the good time to talk about this, to debate about this, and especially debating about President Nkurunziza. For me, it's the right time to debate about it.
It's the right time to debate about it.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, John? Are you with those people, for example, who would like to see him run for another term, or are you one of those people who would like him to retire and go back home?
Thank you, Shaka. I believe that for the sake of the nation, for his sake, for his legacy, it will be a good idea for him to find another person to succeed him.
Why would you say that? I mean, the man is interested, it seems to me, and his supporters seem to be saying that they want to continue seeing him around. He doesn't seem, frankly, to be doing anything unconstitutional.
Well, that's where the debate is, and I'm glad my friend here says that people are debating, which is a good thing for Burundian democracy, that people are talking about these issues. However, the Constitution of the Republic of Burundi limits any presidential candidate or any native of Burundian to just two terms. There may be a technicality which they are trying to use right now about the first term having been not a direct suffrage. That's the only technicality that is they are using. But as I said, for the sake of the nation, for the sake of himself, for the heritage of Burundi, he is better off serving until now and then leaving another person, some fresh blood to come in and continue where he left off.
Now, Isidore, John, I think, has a point, especially about the new Burundi constitution, which obviously does not bar the incumbent president, frankly, from running, because there is a clause that says you can't run for more than two directly elected presidential terms, correct?
That's correct.
But different from the Arusha Accords of August 2000, which actually talk about two terms, correct?
Yes.
So there's a difference between the Arusha Accords of 2000 and the Burundian Constitution. So which is greater? Is it the Constitution of Burundi or the Arusha Accords or a combination of both?
Well, from my point of view and from the point of view of many Burundians, Burundi has got one constitution. And the constitution is called the Mother Law. And this constitution has been made up after the Arusha Peace Agreement. And it went through a referendum. So what people should understand is that the Arusha Peace Accord was a result from long peace talks and negotiations between political parties' representatives. And that was meant to find a solution to the long civil war and crisis. But then later, the constitution was made up, and when making this constitution, they inspired themselves of the Arusha Peace Agreement. So Burundi, as well as any other countries in the world, you know, constitution is a constitution, peace accord is a peace accord, but till today, as we are talking, Burundi has got one constitution, and that constitution is taking the lead, it is the most document for me that should lead whatever steps for democratic elections and whatever, because it was made up from the Arusha Peace Accords.
But what about some, frankly, in the opposition who are saying, yes, it may in fact be constitutional, it may be legal for President Nkurunziza to go for another term. Of course, some call it a third term, mm-hmm. others in fact call it a second term. Mm-hmm. The others, in fact, would call it a sad term, S-A-D. They say that, yes, it may be legal, but perhaps it really doesn't help bring about the kind of needed peace, frankly, that the country requires, especially having gone through many, many years of civil war, you should take a leave from some of your international friends, like, for example, Senator Russ Feingold, who until yesterday actually was Washington's special envoy to the Great Lakes of Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm sure that you probably attended his presentation yesterday. Did you? Yeah. Among other things, he talked about how, for example, President Nkurunziza has overseen Burundi's incredible progress over the past 10 years, and his legacy will reflect that progress. And he went on to say that his legacy will not be the same, however, if he runs again and violates the Arusha Accords of August 28th, 2000. How do you react to that?
Well, I think in this case, we should know what we are discussing. Because if we have to refer to the laws of the country, and especially to the Constitution, mm-hmm. then let us refer to the Constitution. If we have to refer to other texts, like the Peace Accords, and other instruments, then we have to know what we are discussing. Because we cannot, in my point of view, we cannot ask for one thing on one hand mm-hmm. and the contrary on the other hand. Mm-hmm. Because there is a lot of push as to rule of law. Mm-hmm. And when we say rule of law, it starts from there. If the laws are there mm-hmm. and we have to observe them, we have to implement them.
But can't you, for example, reflect the spirit of the Constitution and the spirit of Arusha, as opposed perhaps to reflecting the spirit of Arusha mm-hmm. and the letter of the Constitution? That may be in the best interests of society at large.
I will say one thing on this. First, this issue we are discussing today of His Excellency President Nkurunziza coming for a third term or not is not yet clear.
Is it a third term in your view, by the way, or is it in fact, at least according to the Constitution, a second term?
According to the Constitution, this would be a second term. That's clear.
So the first term was bonus.
The Constitution says that the president is elected for 5 years, renewable. He can come for a second term, elected by the people themselves.
Direct.
When you talk about
universal suffrage.
When you talk about bonus, that's another issue, because the Arusha peace talks and the agreement that was concluded from the long peace talks was set up to put an end mm-hmm. to the then war.
So it was transitional.
I understand it was transitional.
But this
transition runs from when to when. That's the issue.
We have to go for a break, I'm afraid. Time is not our best ally. Now, for a short break, of course, and we would like to remind you that Straight Talk Africa is now on the social networking website, Twitter. And we are tweeting live. Follow us at VOA Shaka. That's VOA Shaka, and join in on today's discussion with your questions and comments. Don't forget to use the hashtag. And we are still on Facebook. Just enter the keyword Straight Talk Africa. Become a fan and connect with other friends of the Voice of America. We'll be right back with you, so please don't go away.
Pierre Nkurunziza was born in 1963, the son of a Tutsi mother and a Hutu father. Nkurunziza graduated from the University of Burundi in 1990 with a degree in physical education. In 1993, civil war erupted between Hutu rebel groups and the Tutsi-dominated army. In 1995, he narrowly escaped death during an army attack. He later joined the Forces for the Defense of Democracy, the armed wing of a Hutu exile group, the National Council for the Defense of Democracy. The CNDD-FDD split into several factions, with Nkurunziza assuming chairmanship of one faction in 2001. He headed negotiations that culminated in his faction of the CNDD-FDD signing a peace accord with President Domitien Ndayizeye in 2003. The CNDD-FDD became an official political party in 2005. Nkurunziza was elected president on August 19th of that year.
Sia Nyama Karoma, the First Lady of Sierra Leone, speaks to VOA on the Ebola crisis.
I would want the people in West Africa to know that Ebola is real. Ebola kills. Early detection and prompt treatment can save lives. And I'm asking our people not to victimize or stigmatize survivors. Ebola is a challenge, but together we'll all be able to overcome it.
That was Sia Nyama Karoma, the First Lady of Sierra Leone, speaking to VOA Africa on the Ebola crisis.
This is Straight Talk Africa on the Voice of America. What is your opinion about today's topic? Call us at 202-619-3111. U.S. country code 1. When you call, remember the following. Ask only one question. Keep your comment brief and turn down the volume on your radio or television. Now let's return to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githui, and you are tuned into Straight Talk Africa. We'll have more of a discussion in a moment, but first here is Mariama Jaro. Take it away, Mariama. I'm sorry, it's not time to do that. I think we do have some technical problems right here. Let's go to the real discussion right now. Let me come to you, John. Of course, you are one of those people who think that the move by the incumbent president, Nkurunziza, to go for another term is not necessarily illegal, but you find it perhaps illegitimate?
Well, Shaka, I believe this is unconstitutional if he goes through that third term. If you look at Arusha Peace Accord, it's a landmark framework for the country. And everything that is in the Constitution was actually based on this particular agreement.
Mm.
And remember, if I could remind the viewers or the audience, that this agreement came after a long war. And Burundi has been a very unstable country from independence on. And by this agreement, they wanted to address the nature of the conflict in Burundi, which has been a political class that either accede to power by force or remain in power by force. They put into that framework that no one should be able to run the country for more than 10 years. So that's where this argument is all about, whether it's constitutional, unconstitutional. I mentioned earlier before, this is a legacy, a defining moment for the country.
Mm-hmm.
And now that 2 months or 3 months before the elections, we're still arguing about who is the candidate, who's going to be the candidate, shows you a problem of how dysfunctional our politics is. Because by now, candidates should be telling people their project for the country. But now we don't know. In 3 months, we are going to have elections, but we don't know who is going to run and what's their project for the society. So this is important to say that it's unconstitutional if he goes through with that. And so I would say that for the sake of the nation, the 10 million people in Burundi, 9, 10 million people, it will be a good thing for him to leave us a legacy, a gift of democracy for Burundi.
But John, if we have to look at the profound meaning, for example,
yes,
of his name, Nkuru Nziza.
Yes, good news.
Good news.
Yes.
Why would Burundians be running away from this good news?
Well, huh? I think if I were to talk to Mr. President, I would say, Mr. President, be good news to the people of Burundi. Let's end this bickering about the constitutional, not constitutional. Think about the bigger picture. Burundi now will enter the phase where they say, now we know what's the basis for running the country. 2 terms and that's it. Everybody has a chance to run and allow other people to do that.
But I think that we have to accept the fact that there have been some fundamental changes in Burundi.
Yes.
The last time I was in Burundi, gentlemen, was in 1994. I remember asking some of my friends, my hosts in Bujumbura, to take me to the officer's mess to help me walk back in memory lane, because I had been a lieutenant in the army, I had been a paratrooper and all kind of stuff in the Ugandan army many, many, many years ago, and they obliged and took me to an officer's mess. When I reached there, I asked them, can you show me 1, 2, 3 officers from for example, Mulanzia, especially the Baganwa? Can you show me 1, 2, 3 Hutu officers, even if they may in fact come from Bururi? Can you show me some Batwa officers and what have you? They just looked at me and laughed. At that time, it was a country run by the community from Bururi. You had the history of having had 3 presidents coming from a presidential hill known as, was it Rutovu?
Yes.
So there have been some changes in a way. You had some changes and now you have good news. Some people will wonder, why can't you stay with the good news? You know? At least it's like, not like, you know, my friend here, Isidore Ntirampeba. God has not given up on me. Why are you called that? God has not given up on you.
You want to know why yes, I'm please. Called that
yes,
name?
Yes, yes. It wow. can tell us something probably about Burundi, actually.
Wow. Good question. But before answering, I will tell you that I was not consulted when they were giving me that name, because it's the time I was born that my parents gave me that name. So they know, they knew the meaning of that name. Anyway, you know, most of Burundians' names are chosen according to situations they are living in.
The social, economic, cultural, political
as well. So if I'm called that name, which means in English that God has not abandoned me, first, it's not me. It's my parents. That means God had not abandoned my parents, because when I was born, they took me as an answer to a problem that they had, and they thought they were forgotten by God. But they said, wow, the answer is here. So we are still with God.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
What about you, John Manirakiza? God is the savior?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Shaka. That's right. God saves. It's like my friend says, it's common in the Burundian culture to name children with such names like our president Nkurunziza, Good news.
Good news.
Yes.
Like Nigerian and president, good luck. Embedded. God's wishes.
But again, I would say that in the case, if we go back to our current discussion, Manirakiza can also say Burundi is in the hands of God.
Mm-hmm.
People use that to say we are depending on God to save the nation because as human beings, we have failed. We have failed so badly. And if the country is still alive, it's by the grace of God.
Well, you know, despite having a common language,
yes,
and perhaps in fact a common culture, you are fundamentally made up of three different communities, correct? Sometimes, of course, there are people who say there are four, especially when you have the Baganwa on top of the Tutsi, and then you have the majority Hutu, and then the very minority, you know, Pygmies and stuff like that. But what about someone who will say most of the people who invoke those names tend to come from one large community? Certainly very true in neighboring Rwanda. In neighboring Rwanda, the only people who have these names invoking God come from what used to be the majority Hutu community. And I was talking to some of my friends here, and they were saying, you know what? It may very well reflect the reality of the social, cultural, economic, political environment in which we come from. Does that make sense to you, Isidore?
Yeah, it makes sense sometimes at a certain level because, for example, if you go through names of people who were born in 1962, you will find themselves, some of them are called Burikukie, which means independence because of that particular circumstances.
Like Uhuru.
Others who were born like in 1972, You will find some names related to the crisis.
Especially those probably who come from urban areas.
Exactly. That was a crisis. That was a bad crisis. Many people died. And some names refer to that crisis. Sometimes the country faces a problem of drought. And for children who are born at that particular period, their names, some of their names are related to that problem of drought, hunger,
right,
and other issues,
famine, warfare, and stuff
exactly.
like that. What comes to mind when someone tells you that until, in fact, you had the Arusha Peace Accords, the only Burundian president who had been elected democratically in a free, fair, transparent, and credible election, a man known as Merikio Ndadaye, was killed by elements of the Burundi army only because he had been, in fact, elected by his people to be their leader. How do you feel about this? Sometimes when you look back.
When I look back, it shows that there was a lack of vision, a lack of leadership in those government, at least military-run government, that a group of people could decide to take matters in their own hand at the expense of a whole nation.
And the people, in fact, who killed him still walk the streets of Bujumbura.
And they are still free.
Very important people, members of the Burundian society.
And that's the dysfunction of I would say that we need to correct that dysfunction. The impunity that runs amok in Burundi for a long time. People are able to get away with all kinds of crimes.
Well, unfortunately, time happens not to be our best ally. You're tuned in to Straight Talk Africa. We'll have more of a discussion in a moment. But first, here is Mariama Jaro. Take it away, Mariama.
Well, thanks, Shaka. Still to come, we'll reveal some of the outstanding and quite passionate feedback we've received from our audience through social media. But now, here is our letter of the week.
Mohamed Ahmed Mansour from Monrovia in Liberia writes, President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial decision to seek a third term seems to be a popular option for African leaders. It's very rare for them to relinquish power on their own. I think Burundi needs a mature leader with a bright future and not an opportunist. President Nkurunziza should give others a chance. Burundi is not his personal property. Enough is enough.
Like Voice of America on Facebook. Follow VOA on Twitter. Join VOA on our YouTube channel. Like, follow, join VOA.
This is Straight Talk Africa on the Voice of America. Call us now with your questions and comments. The number 202-619-3111. And the U.S. country code is 1. Call direct and we'll call you right back. Remember to keep your questions brief. Now back to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githui, and welcome back to Straight Talk Africa, live from Washington. Once again, it's time to bring in my colleague and social media reporter, Mariama. Take it away again, Mariama.
Well, thanks, Shaka. President Pierre Nkurunziza's ruling party supporters say he is eligible to run for president because it would really only be his second term. He was elected in 2005 by the National Assembly and not directly by the voters. However, the opposition is seeking to disqualify his bid for a third term on the grounds that it would appear to be in violation of the Arusha Accords, a peace agreement signed back in 2000 that stipulates that apart from the power-sharing arrangements, the president cannot rule for more than two terms. Well, this brings us to our question of the week, which asks, how do you feel about Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial decision to seek a third term? Well, let's begin with a comment from Ade Delali in Ghana, who writes, I don't think President Nkurunziza should even think about running for president. He should allow others to show their great talents because he alone cannot do everything. I think when change is needed, we must adopt it. Well, another reminder that we are tweeting live today, use the hashtag VOABurundiThirdTerm. And if you haven't yet, please follow us at VOA Shaka. And let's go to a tweet very quickly from the House of Congo, run by our old colleague Mvemba Dizolele, who writes, a slippery slope. It would set a bad precedent and tarnish his progressive legacy. Well, Shaka and guest, what do you make of these comments?
Very interesting, Isidore. I mean, we were talking, of course, in the break that you know, I don't know what kind of precedent he would be setting or not setting, because let's face it, look around him in the general neighborhood. Go to the Republic of Uganda. You have someone that has been in power for 29 years, and he has indicated that he wants to run for another term. I don't know whether it is 7th or 9th next year. Go to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Go to Rwanda, go to Congo Brazzaville. Isn't he in good company?
Well, it has nothing to do. Every country has got its constitution, its laws, and its leader.
Are these constitutions which are changed at an individual's whim, or in fact are these personal manifestos?
And I would say that first, let me put one thing clear. President Nkurunziza is a member of the ruling party. When he got appointed to represent the party, it came from the General Assembly or Congress of the party. President Nkurunziza is not the one who decide that I have to run or not. The decision comes from his party.
CNDD-FDD.
And as we talk now, his party has not yet decided on who is coming for the forthcoming presidential election.
It is very interesting, because what you are saying, frankly, seems to be very familiar. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni also has got a political party, the NRM. In fact, he said when he decided to change the constitution by bribing members of parliament, saying that he facilitated them with the taxpayers' money, he actually said he simply succumbed to the pressure of his party.
I think we are not here to discuss Uganda case or any other country in this program. I would really apologize for this, but let us focus on the case of Burundi. And President Nkurunziza has not yet announced that he would stand as an independent candidate. So if he has not yet declared that he would stand as an independent candidate so that people can focus directly on him, and then his party has not yet appointed who would represent them to the forthcoming elections, I think we better wait for the right time. Because as we are here today, we can blame and complain, we can challenge and challenge, but we are challenging on something which is not on our table yet.
We don't know yet. But in fact, if there was going to be something new, any reasonable person would have expected that name would be on the table right now, because after all, the last time I checked, elections are beginning 2 months from now, correct?
Correct, and as long as our electoral rules, codes, is concerned, it is still giving political parties time to choose their representatives to the coming elections. It is well mentioned, and everyone, I mean, those who are interested in Burundi issues, they know that the dates are not yet. So, of course, there is that pressure. People need to know
right.
who is coming.
But we also know that his political party, just like majority of the political parties, frankly, in Bujumbura, are split. And there are some people, in fact, who will say, in fact, it is Pierre Nkurunziza who is CNDD-FDD. And CNDD-FDD is Pierre Nkurunziza.
On that point, first, that is an internal issue within the party. And frankly speaking, I'm not here as a spokesperson of the ruling
party.
I'm sorry
about that. Let's go
there
ahead.
There is a spokesperson who would really make it more clear.
We'll go to him. I know that you only serve him, at least in the official capacity of the state. Although, of course, some might argue that, frankly, when you look at the ruling parties in most of Africa, including Burundi, and the state, that they are fused. There's no separation.
The true democracy.
In any case,
Mariama,
please share some more
I was to mention
feedback.
Just one thing.
We'll get
okay,
the opportunity to do it. Yeah.
Right,
thank
right.
you.
Well, we'll look at a posting from Obey and Saya from Ghana, who writes, "It's not right. President Pierre Nkurunziza should step down and allow others to bring in developmental strategies to move the country forward." Let's look at another one while we are at it. Dennis Odidi, who says, "Burundians can decide whether they still need President Nkurunziza or not in their referendum. It's their country and their future, so let them decide." Well, I think we have another one coming up right now, this time from Mutinta Monzo in Lusaka, Zambia, who says, "From my point of view, sitting presidents are only after the sweetness of the seat they hold and not the need of their people." Well, Shaka and guest, three comments, very interesting. I'll give you the floor.
Very interesting. John, take it away. How about that? What is your reaction?
Well, as you can see, the viewers who are coming from all over the continent, they agree that it's not a good thing for him to go ahead with this third term. And to address the issue of the party having not decided who's running, I think that's another evidence of how our institutions are weak. A party should not have one person who's the only eligible person. They should have many, many people who are are able to run the party or run the country, and they should have a competition between themselves. But now, when you say that the president is the chair, the elder person of the party, or the council of the wise men in the country, you can see how tilted that is. Who is going to come to him and say, Mr. President, it's time for you to let somebody else run? And then remember, only last week, the chief of the intelligence officer issued a note, a security note in Burundi, advising against running for a third term because it will create instability. It will be even dangerous for himself. And then what they did, they sacked the person.
Is the General Adolphe?
General Godefroy Niyombare.
Yes.
So by advising the president about the reality in the country, and remember, here is a survey that just came back maybe in December saying that 62% of the people surveyed in Burundi do not want the president to run for a third term.
But why don't they want the president, frankly, who brings them good news? First of all, talk about a little bit about his accomplishments, really, because he has been able at least to bring about a semblance of peace and stability in the last 10 years. You agree?
I do.
What about his policy, for example, of universal primary education?
Yes, that's good for the country because the country has a high literacy rate, and it was good for him to do that for the people, at least the majority of the people, to go to school.
What about health care, about women and children?
Women and children, yes, that's good. All those social programs are good for a country that is reconstructing.
We'll have to come to that a little bit later, John. Thanks, Mariama, for bringing us this week's audience reaction.
Well, that will do it for today's social media segment. Thanks to our guests for chipping in and responding to our audience. Just a reminder that we appreciate all the feedback, whether it's in social media form or using other means to communicate to us. Please, please keep them coming. And if you are a new fan, just drop us a line at africatv@voanews.com. Once again, our email address is africatv@voanews.com. Or post your comment on our Facebook page. Just enter the keywords Straight Talk Africa. Be sure to visit us online at voaafrica.com. Or you can join our YouTube channel. Subscribe to VOA TV to Africa. And please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at VOA Shaka. Now let's take a look at what's on tap for next week's program.
Next week on Straight Talk Africa, we'll talk about the fighting in South Sudan. African leaders meeting in Addis Ababa say stop the conflict or face sanctions. We'll have that discussion and more right here next week on Straight Talk Africa.
We are able to touch on things that are important to people on an everyday basis. We hope that our viewers are getting inspired when they watch our show. They're getting a view of the world from a different perspective, things that perhaps are not in their immediate vicinity. Today, I could put in on the show something that is a little different, a little unique, and this gives me that inspiration to come to work.
If you like today's show, please write and tell us what you think or give us some suggestions. Be sure to tell us what station you're tuned into. Our address, Straight Talk Africa, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Or send us an email at africatv@voanews.com. Log on to our website at voaafrica.com. Or post your comments on Facebook, keywords Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githui, and welcome back. Today's topic is the politics of the upcoming presidential election in Burundi. Our two distinguished guests are Isidore Ntirampeva, second counselor, Embassy of Burundi to the United States, and John Manirakiza, a member of the Burundian diaspora in the United States, and of course here in Washington, D.C. Again, gentlemen, I have to say that I'm profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled to have the opportunity to host you for the first time on Straight Talk Africa, and I hope you come again.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. A reminder that you're tuned into Straight Talk Africa. To participate in our discussion, please call us at 202-619-3111. U.S. country code is 1. We'll continue our discussion in a moment, so please, don't go away. Yeah, well, we were talking, of course, about the accomplishments of the man with the good news. He seems to have good news, doesn't he?
Yes.
What about his opponents? What about, for example, a man by the name Agathoné Rwasa FNL, the National Front for Liberation? Mm-hmm. What about him? How do people perceive him? He seems to have some kind of mini momentum on the ground, doesn't he?
Well, based on the elections of 2010, he came in second.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an indication that he has popularity among the people.
Where is his base, really? Because we are also told, according to our research, that the president is very popular in the countryside. Is that true?
That's true. That's true. Based on the social programs that we talked about, people appreciate the school, the free education, free primary school education, free health for pregnant women and mm-hmm. children under 5. These are programs that were appreciated by the people.
But what about others who say the health care type of program, frankly, not so free? That sometimes, in fact, you have cases where people are in hospitals and they are pretty much taken hostage there because they can't settle their medical bills.
Absolutely. A cousin of mine, when I was back in Burundi, I have to bail them out because a cousin came running and crying that my husband is in the hospital. They are not able to release him until I pay money. And this policy of holding people prisoner for health fees mm-hmm. is something that needs to change. I mean, I understand the policies of having to pay for the health systems.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's something that the country should look at and say we should not hold hostage people for poverty. It's basically condemning them for being poor.
Right. What happened to the party that brought about really the first democratically elected president of Burundi? Frankly, I think since the days of Prince Louis Rwagasore as Prime Minister of Burundi. What happened to that party, Frodebu? There was a time, of course, when you had people like, Nyangoma, Leonard Nyangoma? Of course, he left, and he is the person who, frankly, I think, formed the CNDD, mm-hmm. the FDD. And now you have Dr. Jean Minane, my friend who studied medicine in Nigeria. What happened? What is he doing?
They are still in the political landscape. They are the opposition. They are part of the opposition. Leonard Nyangoma apparently is in France right now,
mm-hmm.
but his party is part of the coalition Adese-Ikibiri.
Mm-hmm.
Frodebu also, which is the main party that all the same, the day after day, people came from that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a philosophical conflict between those who wanted to fight through real military strength and those who wanted to fight by just opposing democratically.
So it would be fair to say that Nyangoma is probably the Moses of Burundi, really, in a sense. The Moses, certainly not Joshua.
Well, if you can say so, he was the first one to go and pick up arms after deciding that the military regime of the time could not be defeated but by violent conflict.
We'll talk about you, Prona, but I am told that we have to go to the lifeline of the show, which are the telephone callers. Let's go to Tafa. Good evening, Tafa from Ghana. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Hello, good evening, Chaka. How are you doing?
You're really terrific, Tafa. And time is not our best ally. You have 1 minute, please.
Tafa, I disagree with your guest from the Burundi. If you alluded that it's a party which decides the president should continue. Chaka, I can tell you for the fact that presidents across Africa control the party. I can tell you, there are some people in the party, sometimes they are not happy about the decision maybe the president will take, but they can't come out and oppose it. So for him to say it's a decision of the party that urging the president to continue, Chuck, I disagree with him.
Thank you.
That's what they do.
Thank you. Thank you, Tafa. Let's go to Tanzania. Good evening, Dale from Tanzania. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Good evening, Shaka Salen. How are you?
I am hugely terrific. How are you in Tanzania? You are, of course, a neighbor of Burundi.
Yes, we are neighbors of Burundi, and that's why I've been decided to call you. My contribution is that the people of Burundi and the people in the continent, they should not think negatively of the president of Burundi, Mr. Nkurunziza. My question is, does the law in Burundi allow him to go for the third term? If the constitution doesn't allow that, but what about the registration, the Political Party Registration Act? I presuppose he will not contest for that seat unless he is nominated by his political party. So if the in-party politics will allow him to come legally, how should then the constitution not allow him to contest for that post? So
thank
my
you.
Comment would be maybe in the post electoral activity, the Burundian people should think of doing something of legal reforms.
Thank you very much. That's very much. Let's go to West Africa. Good evening, Frank. Again, Frank from Ghana. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa. Frank, are you there?
Yes, Shaka, how are you? I'm Frank from Kabale.
Oh, I can't believe that they have decided to relocate you to one of my favorite countries, Ghana. How is Kabale, man?
Kabale is fine. How are you, sir?
I am usually terrific, Ndugu. What is your question? You are not very far from Burundi either.
Yeah, I've been going to Burundi for the last 15 years. I know Burundi during those times of war and rebellion and so on. And I know Burundi from the time President Nkurunziza became president. I may not go into the internal politics of whether they allow him into the third term and so whether second or third, but I definitely want to appreciate the work that he has done. The peace that is prevailing in the country, the social political development that is in the country, starting from the capital city into the interior. If it was that they allow him to go for another 5 years, I would really appreciate that.
You're most welcome. It looks like if, in fact, he's watching this program, he may have to go to Kabale to look for the next campaign manager if he decides indeed to run. Thank you so much, all the way from Kabale, and greetings to everybody in your neighborhood. Let's go to the other side now, I hope, of the continent, and that is Nigeria. Good evening, Okoro. You're most welcome, Straight Talk Africa.
Good evening, Mr. Shaka. Good evening, our guest. Mr. Shaka, I want to find out from Mr. John. In Africa, when a leader wants to change the goalpost, he'll be sent by the grace of God. Are they telling us that it is God that is telling them to change the goalpost? Or maybe they are just saying because of their own aggrandizement. Thank you.
What about that, John, except that Nkurunziza, frankly, the man that is bringing the good news, is not in the business, frankly, of shifting the political constitutional goalpost. He's not violating the constitution, rather, perhaps the spirit or the letter of the Arusha Accords, correct?
Well, I believe he will be violating both the spirit of the constitution and Arusha.
You can't hold him on the constitution. Come on, man.
Look at the constitution of Burundi has 302 articles. 302 articles. And the 96th article says that he should be elected universal directly by the people.
He has been directly represented once.
And then limited to another term once, right?
That is bonus from the National Assembly.
Right. And then the Article 103 says that he swears twice. He can only swear twice as a president.
That is the Constitution?
Yes, in Article 103 of the Constitution.
Yeah, but is it retroactive?
No, he swore in 2005 and he swore in 2010. So that's two.
Very ambiguous.
Yes. And then Article 302 was the one that was placed in the Arusha Accord, saying that because of the current context in Burundi, that does not allow for people to directly vote for their president. We will have the representatives voted by the people to vote him, and then that's the exception. So,
well, what about that, Isidore?
Well, in any case, I'm not seeing any violation of the Constitution.
The man has support even from Kabare.
Yeah, I got that voice from Kabare because, you know, that is the region and the people are following whatever, because there is direct interaction on business and other.
And Burundi is now a member, of course, of the East African community, and the people have become closer.
People are keeping a close eye on Burundi and on any new development.
People
that is
have social media, unlike our generation, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I think these days, whatever is being debated, I think, you know, some bring in their feelings.
Yeah.
Others bring in their wishes.
Right.
But there are experts on these issues, and those are the constitutionalists, those who did law, those who are really in the field of law.
I don't think, frankly, there is anybody who is saying it is illegal, even in the United States. Has confessed that the move will not be illegal because
friend,
it is not unconstitutional.
If this is
rather,
not illegal,
it is the spirit and the letter of the Arusha Accord, the gentleman's agreement.
What is Arusha Accord compared to the Constitution? That is the question. And if we all these fights are for the benefit of the population,
right.
I mean the Burundian people, why don't we give them a chance to challenge? This is my point of view anyway.
What about UPRONA? It is the party of course, Prince Rwagasore, the party of Mukasi. I met Mukasi in Bujumbura in 1994. He was supposedly the boss. Mm-hmm. The last time I checked, I think he's somewhere in the neighboring area around Canada or something. What happened? What about Louise Rwagasore. Well, what about who is heading the party right now? Because the party also seems to be split.
They're split in two.
The party is split in two. And
you have
it's
a
not
professor of economics, Lyons Nivijira?
No.
No.
It's
Charles Nditije for one side, mm-hmm. and then there is Consili Nivijira for the other.
Consili.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm. Very interesting. Well, it looks like we may have to leave the decision to both the people of Burundi and, of course, to the man with the good news himself, if in fact he still wants to stay in State House. Yeah? Really?
Well, that's interesting. Talking about you, Pruna, you know, you're talking about leaders, those who led the party, those who are leading today, those who will lead tomorrow. But you know, this is part of
you have
a big problem.
Senator Jean-Baptiste Bagaza Uparena.
This is a
you
big
problem.
You
have Senator Pierre Buyoya. What happened to him?
These are now Senate members.
The big men from Rutovu. Mm. Well, on that note, thanks to our distinguished guest, Isidore Ntirampeba, Second Counselor, Embassy of Burundi to the United States, and John Manirakiza, member of the Burundian diaspora here in Washington, D.C. Thanks to our affiliate stations, along with our viewers and listeners, we thank you for tuning in. For many of our Voice of America radio affiliates, Learning English is coming up next. And tomorrow morning, it's Daybreak Africa with James Bate. On behalf of the Voice of America, thanks for tuning in to Straight Talk Africa. In the meantime, get better, Burundi and Africa, not bitter. And please remember to keep the African hopes alive.